Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The race against time to find 11 campers who are still unaccounted for as a flood swept away a Christian camp as girl campers were in their bunks. The National Weather Service did put out a flood warning, but Camp Mystic had very limited cell service. As the search for the missing continues, the Kirk County Sheriff says the grim task of counting bodies has brought them to 70 people killed across Texas, including Kerr County. A tropical rainstorm now bringing flash flood warnings to North Carolina. More than 150 people have been rescued in what has been some terrible weather off of California.
A lot of water that moves to shore and it finds the path of least resistance. And we were looking at rip currents that were hundreds of yards offshore, pulling water into that deep section.
Lifeguard Trevor McDonald. This is ABC News. Tax cuts signed into law by President Trump on the 4th of July may come at a price for those who can't afford health care. And those who can, reports ABC's Selena Wang.
Experts say that this is the biggest rollback in federal health support ever in history. This bill slashes Medicaid funding, which is estimated to force 11.8 million Americans off of their health care coverage over the next decade. Health experts say the biggest effect there will mostly come from work requirements, not because people aren't working, but because the added red tape and paperwork. They also expect people to lose access to health care centers shutting down. This bill also makes it harder for people to get covered under the Affordable Care Act.
And about the trillions in extra debt, Stephen Miron of the White House Council of Economic Advisors says on ABC's This Week.
What the people who predict big deficits don't understand is that economic growth is going to soar in response to these policies.
He says more investment means more income, and that means more tax revenue. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Look for decreasing clouds and patchy fog possible late tonight with a low of 62, turning sunny and seasonal tomorrow, slight chance of pop-up showers in the late afternoon with a high of 84, and increasing clouds tomorrow night with a 30% chance of a few showers late with a low of 64. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny, the winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 84 degrees.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, July 6th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and Coroner Betty Nye report that on Wednesday afternoon at approximately 2:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Communications Center received a report of a farm utility terrain vehicle crash. The incident occurred on private property near Cuba Valley Road, rural Hillsboro, in the town of Greenwood. A UTV was being operated on a gravel surface, traveling down a slight incline when the operator lost control in a curve to the right. The UTV overturned. There were two occupants, ages 12 and 11, that were both transported to Amplify Health by Gunderson St. Joseph's in Hillsboro, one by private vehicle and one by Hillsboro area ambulance. The 12-year-old sustained critical injuries and died at the hospital. The 11-year-old was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Responding at the scene were the Hillsborough Area Ambulance, Hillsborough Fire Department, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and later the coroner's office. The incident remains under investigation by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Vernon County Sheriff's Office, and Vernon County Coroner's Office. The Vernon County Sheriff's Department reports the Westby Police Department is seeking help in finding a runaway. Ashton P. Volden, age 16, was last seen at home in Westby at approximately 9:30 to 11:30 on Friday morning. Ashton is presumed to have walked away on foot at the time. A confirmed sighting of Ashton Volden was reported to Viroqua Friday night at approximately 9:45 near Quillens. He appeared to be driving a gray Dodge Ram pickup, unknown to who this vehicle belongs to. If you have any information of his whereabouts, please contact the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123. Donald Trump has made tax cuts a central part of his political legacy. There were his first term cuts, and now the Republican has pushed through an extension of those cuts and added new tax breaks. President Donald Trump has signed his signature bill of tax and spending cuts at the White House 4th of July picnic. The legislation extends Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and cuts Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion, contradicting promises to protect such programs. It also provides for a massive increase in immigration enforcement. Democrats plan to make that expected fallout a campaign focus, while Republicans argue the bill will boost the economy. Historically, major legislation that's been backed mostly by just one party has rarely translated into political rewards, so the long-term effects of Trump's tax policy are unclear. The first group of immigrants have arrived at a new detention center deep in the Florida Everglades that officials have dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Florida Republican Attorney General James Utmeyer said on social media on Wednesday that hundreds of immigration detainees were to arrive at the center. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the facility will have a capacity of about 3,000 detainees when fully operational. The center was built in 8 days and features more than 200 security cameras, 28,000 plus feet of barbed wire, and 400 security personnel. And the area features alligators, pythons, and other dangerous wildlife. The summer is flying by, and in a few weeks, students will be back in school. With that said, it's time to stock up on the Bulldog Boutique and its little food pantry that provides easy-to-fix breakfasts, lunches, and snacks to students on the weekends. The Ithaca Food Program is 100% confidential and is open to students who would like to participate. Ideas for donations include individual cups of fruit, applesauce or pudding, granola bars, individual boxes of cereal or oatmeal, juice boxes, and canned or pouched protein such as tuna, chicken, beans with easy open lids. Other options could include mac and cheese cups, crackers, and small bags of pretzels, chips, or popcorn. The Bulldog Boutique is also in need of children's underwear, boys and girls sizes 4T through 8, and leggings, shorts, and sweatpants, children's size 5 through 8. The boutique is also looking for children's tennis shoes for grades kindergarten through second grade. So while you're cleaning out your closets this summer, consider donating your smaller clothing items to the boutique. Donations can be dropped off at the Ithaca School office, or you can contact Tina Ramsden at tina.ramsden@ithaca.k12.wi.us to arrange pickup. Following the 4th of July holiday, the American Red Cross asks that you save a life by making a blood or platelet donation appointment to help power the blood supply through midsummer. While all blood types are needed, donors with type O blood are most urgently needed. Two blood drives will be held in the area this week. The first will be held on Tuesday from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. The second will be Wednesday from 1 to 6 at New Life Community Advent Christian Church in Baraboo. Making and keeping donation appointments now is critical to ensuring blood products are available for all patients, including those in trauma situations that may require several life-saving transfusions in the weeks to come. Don't wait. Add blood or platelet donation appointments to your summer calendar by visiting RedCrossBlood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Small businesses in Vernon County still have time to apply for the Elevate Vernon grant, which remains open through July 15th at 4. The Elevate Vernon grant is funded through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Small Business Development Grant Program, which supports small businesses and small business creation. Vernon County has awarded $150,000 for the Elevate Vernon initiative earlier this year following a successful 2024 application. The grant supports local businesses with fewer than 10 full-time equivalent employees and offers awards of up to $10,000. Businesses at any stage, startup, growing, or established are encouraged to apply. Eligible uses include improving operations, expanding services, reaching new markets, or launching initiatives that strengthen business growth or resilience. To qualify, applicants must provide either a 10% cash match or commit up to 20 hours of technical assistance, such as coaching, workshops, or training within the grant year to strengthen business knowledge and capacity. Applicants will be notified of funding decisions by September 12th. Paper applications are available upon request and must be returned to the Vernon County Community Development Department by the deadline of July 15th. For questions or assistance, contact the Vernon County Economic Development and Marketing Coordinator at 608-637-5334. The Wisconsin State Patrol is asking residents to participate in a nationwide contest to choose the best-looking cruiser. The contest is organized by the American Association of State Troopers, and the top 13 vote-getters will be featured in the organization's 2026 wall calendar. The Wisconsin State Patrol entry this year features a cruiser parked in front of the last coal-fired steamship in the country, which is also a designated historical landmark. Voting for the best-looking cruiser contest can be completed online and will be open up until 5 p.m. on July 11th. Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board has approved new white-tailed deer hunting rules for the 2025 through 26 seasons. The new rules were agreed upon after receiving input from individual county deer advisory councils, residents, and the Department of Natural Resources. The Natural Resources Board approved a statewide kill quota of over 291,000 antlerless deer, a 7% increase over the last hunting season. The board will approve the holiday gun hunt and extended bow seasons in three additional counties this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program through July 15th. The grant program provides financial assistance for safe and accessible firearm or archery recreational shooting opportunities for the public. Managers of public and private shooting ranges that meet public access requirements or individuals interested in building a new shooting range are encouraged to apply. Ideal ranges are located near highly populated areas and offer educational programming for the public related to hunting and shooting sports. Ranges operating as a for-profit business are not eligible for funding. The grant program is administered as a reimbursement grant for incurred expenses. All new construction must be compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The 2025 grant cycle will have $600,000 available for range improvement projects. New this year, before submitting a completed application, all applicants are required to contact Sarah Brenner, DNR Shooting Range Grant Program Manager, at sarah.brenner@wisconsin.gov or call 715-894-8666 or Brett Johannon, DNR Public Shooting Range Manager, at brett.brenner@wisconsin.gov. www.johannan@wisconsin.gov or call 608-772-4928. Visit the DNR Shooting Range Grant Program webpage for more information about applying, eligible items, and resources. And today's winner of the $200 in the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca's Lion Club calendar raffle are Tracy Goplin of Muscadet on ticket number 0554 and Nicole Reynolds of Muscadet on ticket number 0743. WRCO News Time is 5:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Sunday, July 6th. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri. Claire R. Haig, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Hospital in Madison. A visitation will be held later in the summer. In lieu of carts and or flowers, Claire would want you to take a walk, bike or drive around Richland Center for a small period of time, either solo or with others, and visit with family and friends and enjoy nature. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Claire R. Haig, 86, of Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey there, I hope you're having a great Sunday. This is WRCO meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Well, as we get to the tail end of this holiday weekend, a cold front has moved through Wisconsin today, and along with that, there has been some rain, especially across south central and southeast Wisconsin. More scattered activity most of the day here across southwest Wisconsin. A few sprinkles could hold on through about sunset across our area, but clouds will be decreasing and humidity is coming down a bit. However, as high pressure moves in, conditions will be favorable for fog development late overnight tonight, and that will slow down temperatures falling only into the low 60s, although other parts of Wisconsin will make it down into the 50s tonight. So, especially in the Wisconsin River Valley, but really everywhere in the area, patchy fog is possible, so make sure you're alert if you're out early Monday morning. The rest of the day Monday, conditions will be turning sunny later in the day. There is a small chance for a pop-up brief shower in the late afternoon on Monday, but otherwise high temperatures in the mid 80s once again with just some light winds. We'll be watching the chance for multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms throughout much of the week, and temperatures will be pretty typical for this time of the year. Your forecast for this evening, a few sprinkles possible before sunset, otherwise decreasing clouds, patchy fog possible late overnight tonight with a low of 62 degrees, winds from the northeast 3 to 5 becoming calm. On Monday, turning sunny and seasonal. A slight chance of a pop-up shower in the late afternoon. High 84. Winds variable turning east 1 to 4. Monday night, increasing clouds. A 30% chance of a few showers late. Low 64. Winds from the east-southeast 2 to 5. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy and muggy with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. High 84. Winds from the south-southeast 6 to 12. Looking ahead to Wednesday, more clouds than sun. Spotty showers possible, especially through midday. Low 64, high 84. On Thursday, partly sunny, warm, and humid. A few pop-up showers possible in the afternoon. Low 62, high 86. On Friday, continued warm and muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon and overnight. Low 66, high 85. And on Saturday, peaks of sun with isolated showers possible. Low 65, high 82 degrees. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Have a great week.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 84 degrees, which is our daytime high, and our morning low was 69. Yesterday's high was 88, and we received 54 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1986 is 100 degrees, with a record low of 42 that was set back in 1967. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 60. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:44, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:28. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.00, and we have received a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 84 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Today in Home Talent League baseball action, it was Arena at Dodgeville. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Arena Aces and the Dodgeville Knights met up in an instant classic. Dodgeville gets the win in 11 innings by a score of 5-4. Well played. as this game went on. Not a lot of hits, lots of the scenarios in a heated battle here today. For the Dodgeville Knights, they're able to score the winning run in the bottom of the 11th inning. They took a 3-0 lead in the first. Arena scored two in the second. They added one in the sixth, and then added one in the 10th inning as they took the lead in the 10th, only to have Dodgeville match it, scoring a run on an error in the 10th inning, and then eventually winning it after Arena did not score in the top of the 11th. Dodgeville scores in the bottom. Grant Hying, who was 2-for-5 on the day, has a single to drive home the run. Taryn Bachup scores. Taryn was the winning pitcher. He was the third pitcher of the day for Dodgeville. Also, Trenton Riddell and Ty Paulskill both worked from the mound for the Knights. It was a marathon effort for Arena starting pitcher Nate Jennings. He worked 10 innings, struck out 9, gave up 5 hits, and walked 1. Ethan Wickman came on in the 11th and suffered the pitching loss. The line score today, 5 runs for Dodgeville, 6 hits, 4 errors, 3 left on, 4 runs, 4 hits for Arena, 1 error, and 11 left aboard. With the win, Dodgeville now 7-2. Arena falls to 6-3 with Verona, their next opponent at Verona, coming up next week. 5-4 in 11 innings in a marathon game that finally came to an end at Centennial Park Sunday afternoon. I'm Phil Mee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Elsewhere in hometown league baseball, Muscadet beat Pine Bluffs Mount Horeb by a score of 2-0. It was Middleton over Reedsburg, 10-1. Cottage Grove beat Poinette, 7-4. It was Fort Atkinson over Lake Mills, 22-1. Stoughton beat Jefferson by a score of 8-2. And it was Utica over Evansville by a score of 10-8. Brandon Woodruff pitched 6 strong innings in his first start in 651 days. Jackson Churio homered and drove in 3 runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Miami Marlins 3-1. Woodruff allowed a third-inning single and a homer in the fifth, but to rookie Heriberto Hernandez, he struck out 8 and didn't walk a batter. Throwing 53 of 70 pitches for strikes, Woodruff has a 47-26 record over 8 seasons with the Brewers. Christian Yelich had an infield hit in the third inning and stole his 13th base before Churio hit his 15th homer on a 1-1 pitch from Edward Cabrera for a 2-0 lead. And the Brewers tomorrow, they play at home. They come back home to AmFam Field, and they take on the Dodgers in a 3-game series. Tomorrow's game will start at 6:40 p.m. with the first pitch, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with a pregame show start time of 6:05. Elsewhere in the major leagues today, it was the Orioles beating the Braves 2-1, the Phillies over the Reds 3-1, the Red Sox defeated the Nationals 6-4, the Blue Jays beat the Angels 3-2, it was the Tigers over the Guardians 7-2, the Yankees beat the Mets 6-4, the Rays defeated the Twins by a score of 7-5. Also, another final that just came in, it was the Rockies beating the White Sox 6-4. In the middle of the eighth inning, the Mariners lead the Pirates by a score of 1-0. And in the bottom of the ninth, it's the Royals leading the Diamondbacks 4-0. In the bottom of the eighth, it's the Astros leading the Dodgers 4-1. And the game that's delayed right now must be because of weather. It's the Cardinals and Cubs. They are delayed right now and are scoreless. Also, tonight's games include the Rangers at the Padres and the Giants at the Athletics. Milwaukee Brewers right-hander Brandon Woodruff struck out 8 and threw in that game, and he did a great job against the Marlins, and he threw 2-hit ball through 6 innings against Miami to win his first start in the majors since 2023. The two-time All-Star was activated off the injured list before the game. He hadn't pitched in the big leagues since having shoulder surgery after the 2023 season. He is 47-26 with a 3.10 ERA in 116 career starts and 15 relief appearances. Woodruff struck out the side in the first inning and struck out 8 overall before being lifted after 6 innings and throwing 53 of his 70 pitches for strikes without a walk. And once again, the Brewers did win that game by a score of 3-1. Milwaukee first baseman Rhys Hoskins is expected to miss the next upcoming games after he left the Brewers game against the Marlins yesterday because of a left thumb discomfort. Hoskins experienced soreness after he stepped off the bag and caught shortstop Joey Ortiz's errant throw to tag Eric Wagaman out in the fourth. Manager Pat Murphy and a Brewers trainer immediately left the dugout and tended to Hoskins, who finished the inning but was replaced by Jake Bowers in the fifth. Hoskins' attempt to grip a bat before the inning, and he told Murphy he couldn't continue. In his second season with the Brewers, Hoskins is hitting .242 with 12 homers and 42 RBIs. He drove in Milwaukee's first run on Saturday with his eighth career triple. Kevin Durant's trade to the Houston Rockets is official and officially set record-setting. The deal got approved by the NBA today as part of a complicated 7-team transaction, one where a slew of other trade agreements got folded into one massive package. Involved in the deal include Phoenix, Houston, Atlanta, Minnesota, Golden State, Brooklyn, and the Los Angeles Lakers. It includes a total of 13 players. The headline move includes Durant going to Houston from Phoenix, the Rockets sending Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks to the Suns, and the Rockets acquiring Clint Capella from the Hawks. Shane Van Gisbergen has completed a sweep on the Chicago Street Course, winning the NASCAR Cup Series race on the tricky downtown circuit. It was Van Gisbergen's second victory of the season and his third career Cup win. The Trackhouse Racing driver also won in Chicago in 2023, becoming the first driver to take his Cup Series debut since Johnny Rutherford in the second qualifying race at Daytona in 1963. Ty Gibbs was second, and Tyler Reddick finished third. Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch rounded out the top five. It was a dominant weekend for Van Gisbergen, a three-time champion in Australia's supercars. The 36-year-old New Zealand native won Saturday's Xfinity Series race from the pole. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI@MWT.net.
100.9 WRCO. Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free, and they're always gone.
Always gonna be.
driveway. Long as the sun keeps coming out, long as the Mississippi River runs, baby, just like you and me, some things are always gonna be. Some things are always gonna be. Some things are always gonna be. Baby, just like you and me, some things are always gonna be.
South Georgia stunner, hotter than hell in July. We tasted heaven that summer, then said goodbye, and I don't know why. 'Cause we parked down by the river, steam up and wind us real good. Wish I could go back and see her, you know I would, Lord, if I could. Take it on back, take it on back, take it on back to where the grass is greener. Take it on. Sun come up. Take it on back to a song and crank it. Turn it up loud, I can see her now. Take it on back. Back to where the grass is greener. Take it on back. Back to where she and me were true believers. Living it all the things that come with it. Moonshine.
That was Chase Bryant with Take It On Back here on Country and Community. And right now our time is 5:39. And right now our temperature is 83 degrees with sunny skies. What a beautiful evening in Richland Center. And hope you're enjoying your Sunday. And thank you for making WRCO part of your day. I'm Tim Thea, and I'll be here till the top of the hour with some music before we go into our classic country music, and that will be old country. So stay tuned for that. You're going to enjoy that program if you haven't heard it already. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, Lost, a male wiener dog mixed with the dog is fawn-colored and has a collar, was lost on West Hazeltine Street. If you find this dog, give a call to 608-570-0781 or 608-383-3129. also found on Riverview Ridge Road and Sleepy Hollow Road, right in that area. There was a lab mix dog found. The dog was found, and it has a collar, and the name of the dog is Macy. That's what it says on her tag, and that name is spelled M-A-I-S-I-E. If you are the owner of Macy, give a call to 608-383-0399. Also, lost black dachshund named Blue, lost on 3rd and Cedar Street in Richland Center up near the hospital. If you find the dog, please give a call to 608-604-7787. And also lost and found on July 1st, a female brown, black, white dog wearing a collar and black and gray female dog not wearing a collar. They were lost near the Richland Intermediate School. If you find these dogs, give a call to 608-604-4429. And just wanted to remind you that tomorrow, the ADRC of Eagle Country will be hosting a 10-week session of bingo size beginning tomorrow at the Richland Center Community Center. Sign up to participate by calling 608-647-4616. Coming up next, we have Kelsea Ballerini with Noah Kahn and Cowboys Cry 2.
He's as tough as the tattoos of his right arm, and I've talked him down from getting in a fight or two. He stands his ground, he's as stubborn as the weeds in the backyard, 'cause growing up he had to go where the wind blew. He hides his heart and hurt, 'cause he kinda had to. In a world that says saddle up and be a man, when the sun goes down and his hazel eyes go blue, that's when I understand. Cowboys cry too. They may not let him fall down in their hometown, thinking they still got to prove that well runs deep. But when he's showing his skin, letting me in, that's when he's toughest to me. Wishing I could close off the way my dad did, 'cause that man never felt a damn thing he didn't wanna feel. But I burned too many miles trying to ride out all the sadness. She can't outdrive pain, someday it's gonna take the wheel. Can't be alone, but don't wanna get close to anybody. But I'm afraid you'll walk away when the tears start running.
gonna do when you got nothing going on?
I reckon I'll pack it on up, pack it on up. Ain't no end.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, here's to the boys back home, drinking beers on the... Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm, parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Attention, Wisconsinites! Well water quality is a major concern in our state, but the solution is simpler than you think. Trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center to keep your well running smoothly. With years of experience, they tackle everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. It's a quick fix or a deeper repair. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Don't let well water quality woes get you down. Call 608-649-4488 and let the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions take care of the rest. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, the team you can trust for well quality solutions.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
And this is Tim Thied. It's about time for me to wrap things up. Our time is 5:56. Just let you know the temperature one more time. It's 83 degrees with sunny skies out there. So get out and enjoy, everybody. And I want to thank everybody for making WRCO a part of your day. I will be back tomorrow. I'll be back actually on from 1 to 6. I'll be filling in for Bo, who's on vacation this coming week. So hopefully he enjoys his well-deserved vacation. And then we'll have some more great music after Old Country, which is coming up at the top of the hour. And then we'll have music during the overnight. Then Phil Nee will be on with the Light in the Milk House show tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. Right, taking us up to the top of the hour and Old Country is the Desert Rose Band with She Don't Love Nobody. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please stay safe.
Point of view, she don't love nobody. Nothing borrowed, nothing blue. She don't love nobody. Behind the green eyes I detect, she don't love nobody. A heart no kiss could resurrect. She but she don't love nobody. She would never walk that line. She don't love nobody.
Increasing clouds tonight, patchy fog possible late with a low of 62, turning sunny and seasonal tomorrow, a slight chance of a pop-up shower in the late afternoon, high 84. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, 30% chance of a few showers late with a low of 64, and mostly cloudy and muggy on Tuesday with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely, and a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny. The winds are out of the south at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is now down to 82 degrees.
It's the country you grew up with and made your radio sound.